Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Love and Amazing Grace. It's time for us to get those beautiful divine messages to answer the questions that we have about life. And here is the magical DC Love to tell you all about herself.
Hello, Barbara. Hello, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. Sometimes I'm known as the real DC Love, other times just DC Love. Which, everyone you choose, it's fine with me. I've had a really amazing journey, and this part of my journey where I'm here connecting with everyone started with cookies, sugar cookies, delicious sugar cookies, covered with amazing sprinkles, and 2 pounds of those cookies flew off of my countertop onto my kitchen floor. I had cookies and sprinkles everywhere. It was unbelievable. And if that's not enough, my cell phone began to text me, and it was my cousin's friend from the other side. And I was not ready to, you know, receive that kind of communication at that point in my journey. So I was erasing as fast as she was texting. And if that's not enough, spirit began to sit on me to get my attention. I couldn't breathe. I started to scream, "Get off of me, get off me, I can't breathe." But all of this craziness propelled me forward onto the current path I find myself on today. And it is a beautiful path. It was sudden. It was unexpected. And it changed the course of my life forever. I discovered, wow, I really do have this amazingly strong connection with spirit. Since that time, I've never looked back. I did have a background that was in law enforcement, but I've hung up my 357, and I continue to serve now, but I offer angelic love instead. I channel and I bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and I have one guide that's a little different, my not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers, but she truly is divine. She and I connected while she was in a coma. I was walking past the television, and I heard, "Can you tell Melissa and Cooper I'm okay?" And I'm looking, and I looked at the TV. I said, "Lady, I'm a little bit out of the loop. You better find somebody else." Well, lo and behold, it was probably like 5 or 6 hours later, she actually threatened me. And believe it or not, we've been together ever since. It did take me quite a while to realize the connection that I have with Joan is certainly divine. And she's left this door open, and those on the other side, they walk through it continually. My chance encounter with her has really given me access to the most fascinating and wide variety of divine source. And as well, I'm able to relate and work with clients that are worldwide and from all walks of life. My journey has been anything but normal. I wouldn't have it any other way. And I'm so blessed to be here on live radio and accessing an even wider audience and bringing my unique brand of divine messages and healing to people at regular intervals. My purpose is just to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. It's what I do. It's what I listen to. Good evening, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. Barbara?
Thank you, DC. And I am the divinely appointed, anointed, activated, incomparable Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, an energy upcycling practitioner, an innate releasing technique practitioner, a conscious channel, a spiritual energy healer, a speaker, and an author. I help women and men of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use my wisdom from divine guidance to help them gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They get to move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. From my many, many, many years of questioning and seeking the truth, I've come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it is in everyone's life. So now I stand in the power of unconditional love in everything that I do. And this makes a session with me a safe place because nothing is judged, giving everyone the the complete freedom to just be. And you can learn more about what I do by visiting my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And there's lots of information there, and some of it is information that you can use to start doing healing processes on yourself right away. And you can also send me an email at barbara.healing@gmail.com if you have any questions. All right. Now it is time for us to start answering questions on this show. If you want to call in, the number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And when you call in, don't forget to press the number 1 so that we'll know that you want to talk to us. Otherwise, we will just let you listen. Our first caller is from area code 229. Hello, who's this?
Hi, Barbara. Hi, DC. This is Melvin.
Hello, Melvin. Oh, my goodness. Hello, hello, dear sir. We've missed you.
Yeah, I've been... And other than the weather, a lot of things have been going on in my life.
Oh, goodness. Well, God bless you. I'm grateful to
yes,
still
ma'am.
Hear your voice.
Thank you.
Oh, Melvin.
Thank you. I just want to ask about whatever you all picking up for me,
okay.
What the angels have to say, you know, in the
definitely
messages.
Not. Well, you know what? You are a special gentleman. And you do have a unique life purpose, and it's an important one, Melvin.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And you're here to help others, Melvin. You are just, you're an amazing human being. You really are. Okay? And I hope you realize that.
Yes.
Okay. And I'm getting, you know, that you're here to help others. And the angels are with you to help you have a little bit more self-confidence. Melvin, you need a little bit more self-confidence. You need to take care of yourself. Are you taking care of yourself, body, mind, and spirit, Melvin?
Well, with spirit, but not with body, because I was in a bad accident last month, and I got hit by a truck, and a trailer was attached to it, and it knocked me off the road and injured my back. My back was already injured and re-injured my back, my neck, and my hip. And so I've been in pain, and the doctors don't want to give me anything for pain. I am going to physical therapy. I was just recovering from my first injury on my job, but I have picked up some significant amount of weight, and that was bothering me. And then my health is bothering me. I do have a doctor's appointment tomorrow, but I'm just seems like
well,
it's
no,
hard for me to.
You know what? I'm glad that you called us, and you know you've spoken with Barbara and I quite a few times. And
right.
We're here for you, and we're here to help you. You're carrying so much stress, Melvin.
Yeah.
And, you know, the stress is, it's causing a lot of your health problems, okay?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Please try to, you know, stay positive. Number one, stay positive. Make sure that you're getting enough sleep. Try to eat, you know, foods that, you know, will help your body, you know, to recover. You have to have, like, really good nutrition. You've got to move around a little bit. Even if you're really sore, moving around, like you said, physical therapy is super important, okay?
Right. Okay.
Melvin, and I'm also getting, you know, again, you've got to focus on the positive. I know you have a lot of physical problems presently, and if you can see a little bit more positive, it really will help your physical health, okay? It doesn't mean that the way you're right now is the way that it has to be forever, okay? It doesn't have to stay that way.
Right.
Okay? And, you know, reaching out and calling into, like, our show is one of the ways that we're going to help you to go beyond where you are at this present moment, okay?
Okay.
And,
I mean,
you know, allow mm-hmm. the angels, too, to come in and to help you to find peace with this crazy situation that you find yourself in, okay?
Okay.
And it's just saying, okay, I'm in this situation, but it doesn't mean that you're going to stay there and you don't have, and it doesn't mean that you can't have peace while you're in this moment, okay?
Okay.
So, Melvin, yeah. I ask that you surrender this entire situation to God and the angels, okay? And it's like you're saying, okay, DC, I'm going to do that. I'm going to go with the flow. I'm going to trust that everything is going to work out exactly the way it's supposed to work out. I'm not going to resist anything. I'm not going to force anything. I'm just going to go with the flow, and if something comes up, I'm going to talk with my angels, and I'm going to allow them to help me every step of the way because your angels are with you.
Mm-hmm.
And Melvin, everything that you put out there, the angels are listening, okay? They're answering your prayers. So you've got to hang in there, and believe it or not, things are improving. Like I said, you know, any kind of worries come up, let go, let God.
Right.
I'm hearing the word miracles, miracles around you, Melvin. Okay?
Yes.
So you've got to hang there. Okay?
I will.
And
okay.
I know, like, this is like a really hard time for you. You're thinking, gosh, I don't know if I can move forward emotionally. You're going to move forward emotionally, and it's going to help your physical body to really, you know, feel a lot better as well. Okay? You've been carrying around great load with this, you know, past accident, and you've got a lot of fear, Melvin, that you're carrying. You've got a lot of worry, and you've got to have the courage to go beyond this, hon, okay?
Okay.
You can get past all these fears. You can speak what you're feeling within your heart to your angels, and your situation will improve, but you've got to hand it over. You've got to let go. You've got to let God. Okay? And you will feel better. Okay?
Okay. Yes.
And just, you know, ask your angels on a daily basis, you know, how can I support myself and continue to have good health daily? And you will get little, you know, you will get little ideas from the angels. Okay? And you've just got to say, you know what, I forgive, you know, myself for being where I was at the time. I forgive, you know, the people involved in the accident. Now, what it means is that, you know what, I'm not hanging on to this because this is making me, you know, feel worse. And it fills me with negativity and toxic energy. And you're just saying, I'm not going to suffer anymore. I know that the angels are standing by. They're ready to help me body, mind, and spirit. I want to go back to that peaceful state that I had prior to this accident. So I forgive. And all you have to do is say, I forgive, and ask the angels to come in, okay, and allow them to help you to get rid of all the negativity that's within your body that's sort of, you know, it's destroying your peace, and it's also making you feel, like, physically more ill, okay? And it's really helping you to, you know, not be in the beautiful state that you need to be in. You could be in a state of peace. And, Melvin, when you have pain in, like, one area of your body, you know, every little part of your body has a voice. You've got to honor each of those parts of your body, okay? Because every part of your body has a need, okay? And your body is saying, Melvin, we want to be healthy, and we want to be heard. You've got to listen to us. So when you have, like, something going on in a part of your body and you have, like, a pain here or there, say, you know, what do you want me to know? And after you ask that question, just close your eyes and breathe. You may feel things, you may, you know, think things, you may have a vision, but every part of our body does have a voice, and if you listen and follow its guidance, you're going to see that your health is going to be restored, along with, you know, you going to therapy, Melvin, okay?
Okay, yes.
And when you get up in the morning, you look in the mirror and say, you know what, I love you, Melvin, and be willing to forgive your body for the pain that it's holding. You've got to be honest about your fears, your feelings, and you've got to honor that body. So even though it's not, you know, working at 100%, it's still working, Melvin, okay?
Right.
stay optimistic, and I feel that you do need a little bit of healing. You've got to take care of yourself, and at this time, you know, just go easy with yourself, Melvin, okay?
Okay.
And I see Jesus standing with you, and he's standing next to Archangel Raphael, and they're just asking you to, Melvin, just slow down a little bit, relax, and breathe, okay? You've been through a lot, and, you know, it's going to take some time, but you're going to get better, okay? I don't know if they gave you any stress relieving techniques, but anything to relieve stress, meditation, a massage, anything like that is going to help you as well. Okay, Melvin? And with that being said, I want to thank you for calling in, but I'm going to turn you over now to Barbara for some healing.
Okay. Thank
God
you,
bless.
Lisa. Thank you. God bless. God bless.
Okay, Melvin, we are going to talk to your innate body, which is the part of you that's connecting all the other parts of you. We're going to let it know what it is you are ready to let go of so you can start making these changes in your life. So I just need you to repeat what I say, okay?
Okay.
All right. Dear innate, I release the stress.
Dear innate, I release the stress.
Dear innate, I forgive myself.
Dear innate, I forgive myself.
Dear innate, I forgive everyone involved in the accident.
Dear innate, I forgive everyone involved in the accident.
Dear innate, I forgive God for letting the accident happen.
Dear innate, I forgive God for letting the accident happen.
Dear innate, I release any need to punish myself.
Dear innate, I release any need to punish myself.
Dear innate, I give my body permission to heal.
Dear innate, I give my body permission to heal.
Dear innate, I release any need for pain.
Dear innate, I release any need for pain.
Dear innate, I release any need to know why this happened to me.
Dear innate, I release any need to know why this happened to me.
Dear innate, I open my heart and I trust.
Dear innate, I open my heart and I trust.
Dear innate, I release all of the past.
Dear innate, I release all of the past.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to be at peace.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to be at peace.
Dear innate, I love myself.
Dear innate, I love myself.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go.
Take a nice deep, deep breath. And how does all that feel?
Letting go.
Yeah.
Letting go.
And that's an important part of what you really need to do, because they're showing me this image of you and you're wound up really, 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 really tightly. And they're saying you've got to let go. You've got to let go of all of it, even the stuff you don't understand, even the stuff that you want answered before you let it go. They want you to let it go anyway. Just let it go and just keep letting it go. And once you get all of that out of your way, then you'll have clarity about what's actually important in your life. That makes sense?
Yes, yes, ma'am. Makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you might just want to keep saying, "Dear Nate, I let go. Dear Nate, I let go." Just say it whenever it pops into your mind. "Dear Nate, I let go." And just keep letting go.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You are welcome.
Thank you.
Happy holidays. God bless you, hon.
God bless both of you all. Thank you. Happy holidays as well.
Stay in touch, Melvin.
I will, I promise. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Aww.
All right. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Okay, and our next caller is from area code 631.
Hello, this is Suzanne.
Hello, Suzanne.
Hi.
What can we do for you?
It was very interesting listening to that, because today I was saying I'm going to let go and let God for him meeting a soulmate for myself. I've been trying online and stuff. It hasn't worked for years, so it's obvious it's not working. So I'm just letting go and let God. Things are getting a lot better through the years. And I decided I wanted to do something else for work that's closer to home instead of teacher aid food service, and I wanted to see what you saw with that.
Okay. Well, Suzanne, thank you for calling in. Is this your first time?
No. It's been a while,
no?
though.
Okay. Well, I'm getting there's something new coming, something new and exciting in regard to career, new beginnings. There's going to be, I feel like it's going to be more money. And I'm getting that, you know, you truly, you know, you worked hard, you do deserve this, hon. So get ready for all the good stuff that's coming your way, okay? I'm getting, you know, the word success. This is going to be a very positive time for you. Okay. And I'm getting someone that may help you, like, in regard to this work situation. There may be a woman with lighter colored hair, okay? She may be there to help you to get the job that you're looking for. Okay? But I'm getting, you know, like things are looking up for you. Okay? You've had some stress, a little bit more than you should.
Yeah.
Are you meditating at all?
Well, I'm praying and stuff. I've been a teacher aide for a long time, but I don't feel like working another 8 years just to get maybe a little bit more retirement and stuff. So I'm trying to change to doing food service and maybe get an aid job there, which is like right down the road for me instead of traveling 25 minutes in the snow and stuff. So I'm just, it might have to be a sub first for food service. So what do you see with that? They're calling me tomorrow, the next day. I mean, I do have a job now, but it's just not me.
Okay. I didn't get a yes or no. I got like a possibly, probably. So, but I would ask for, you know, like, I would ask for what's for your highest and best, okay? Don't limit yourself.
Okay.
Because if there's something better waiting for you, just allow whatever's for your highest and best to come in, Suzanne, okay?
All right.
Because I am getting, like, you're going to be successful. And I'm getting...
I mean, I'm looking to work, like, after the break, I want something new.
Right,
like,
right.
Know,
and I'm getting this...
Fourth.
There's going to be opportunities, and like I suggested, there may be a woman that has hair on the lighter end of the spectrum that'll be there to help you, okay? Stay in the present moment. Try to stay in the here and the now. Focus on, you know, just right now. Like, we're getting towards almost Christmas, and just, you know, stay in the moment and just enjoy it. I sort of see you, like, looking back, and it's sort of like you're looking in the past and maybe old memories, thinking of things that have gone by or maybe going in the future, but you're missing out on what's going on right in front of you in the here and the now, okay?
All right.
So no matter what's going on, try to find something to enjoy, to find joy in, okay? There's always blessings in the here and the now, and you've got to just start, like, looking for them, okay? I'm also getting... What are they showing me here? Okay, let's see. just showing.
Do they think it's a good idea to leave the job I'm at now? I just don't find it that fulfilling, and it's far away. So
it really is, because it is time for you to do something that is more fulfilling. And, you know, if you start to do something that you really love, the money's going to come in, okay? It is time, the spirit is saying, it is time to have a change in your career, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm also getting less financial stress as well. And I'm getting a fun job is right around the corner. So I don't
know
if that's...
Well, this one that's food service is right around the corner. I mean, it's not a lot of money, but I don't know, maybe there'd be a teacher aide down the... or teacher assistant, what I'm doing now, like down the road at the school. You see what I'm, but at least it would be down the road.
Yeah, and that's what I said. I'm laughing because they're saying it's right around the corner, right around the corner. So, I mean, that's a great sign for you, you know. And if it's something that you'll enjoy doing right now, well, then that's great, you know. Because if you love it, it'll lead to other things, okay?
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping. You know, even if I had to stay with the teacher aide job till I retire, at least it's around the block when I get it. If I get it from the same school that I'll be a food service worker at.
No, that'd be awesome. So I'm just getting, just, you know, like, just relax and, you know, let all this good come your way, okay? And again, like I said, is there anyone you know, like, that you presently know there, like, that has light hair? Because I'm getting a woman.
Well, I don't
lighter...
know what the woman looks like who is calling me tomorrow or Tuesday at interview. I don't know what she looks like.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe you'll go in or something. But the angels are saying, Suzanne, whatever it is that, you know, like, in your heart, they're going to support and guide you so that your dreams do come true, it becomes your reality, that you do something that you really love, okay? And... you know, this is, you know, this could be it. It could be, you know, a start for you. Whatever it is that you're wanting, the angels want you to be happy, okay? So whatever makes you happy is what they want to bring for you, okay?
All right, and maybe I'll meet my significant other. That's what I'm still hoping for.
Okay, yeah. I mean, that, you know what, all things are possible. Let's see. Okay.
All right.
Getting, I just want to, before I turn you over to Barbara, you do need a little healing. I'm getting the letter J. Do you know anyone with the letter J? Because I'm getting
woman,
J.
Man.
Yeah. Romantic, lovable, sensitive. So just, you know, keep the letter J in mind, okay?
All right.
And I'm sort of feeling that we're going to ask Barbara to help you because I feel like there's like a little bit of insecurity in regard to relationships and love. Okay, you've got to be a little bit more optimistic. Okay, and I'm getting you've got to watch your emotions as well. You're a very beautiful, sensitive person, and we're gonna help you like with a little bit of healing. Okay, just want to see if they get.
No, I've been going online, and some of the men don't even show up on the date. So I said, never again am I going to go online. They don't even call.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm getting, you know, don't get crazy or anything. You know, your love is going to come your way. Okay. So just be open to it. But it starts with you, hon. And I think you know that. You've got to love yourself first. Okay.
I do.
Because that's really important. When you get up in the morning, you look at yourself, you tell yourself, you know, Suzanne, I love you. And you do for yourself what you would do for others, you know, when you're in a relationship. You know, buy yourself a nice, you know, like beautiful candle, nice scented candle, maybe some flowers, get a manicure maybe. Do something nice for you. And then when you start to do something nice for you and stuff, you're going to see that your energy is going to be, it's going to be really, really nice and you're going to be open to meeting others, okay? Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah.
But get ready, like I said, get ready for love, because I do feel like love will be coming your way, okay?
I'm sorry,
and
what?
Love will be coming your way. This is a great time now with the holiday season upon us. This is a great time to meet people, okay?
All right.
So make sure you get out there, and, you know, if you're invited to any kind of, you know, gatherings, you know, please go, okay?
All right.
And just, you know, go out with the intention of having fun. You know, you're just going to have a good time. And that's when we usually, you know, when love finds us, when you're just having a good time, you're being yourself, okay? And I'm also getting there may be another person, too. I had a J, and I'm getting a K as well. So trust and believe that, you know, that you will have a beautiful relationship. Because I feel like...
Well, this person, K, liked me for a long time, but he's a little wacko, so I can't like him.
Okay, well, maybe there might be another K, because the K that I'm seeing is mature and confident.
Okay.
Very mature, very confident, very optimistic. Sort of like a dynamic person, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you do need a little bit of healing, hon. Hold on. I'm gonna ask Barbara to come in with us. Thank you, Suzanne.
Okay, Suzanne, we are going to make our dear innate statement. So here we go. Dear innate,
okay.
I release the fear.
Dear innate, I release the fear.
Dear innate, I release the fear of love.
Dear innate, I am release the fear of love.
Dear innate, I release the fear of failure.
Dear innate, I release the fear of failure.
Dear innate, I release the fear of change.
Dear innate, I release the fear of change.
Dear innate, I release the fear of not being good enough.
Dear innate, I release the fear of not being good enough.
Dear innate, I release all of the fears that hold me back in life.
Dear innate, I release all the fears that hold me back in life.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to change.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to change.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to have a better life.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to have a better life.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to do the things that I love.
Dear innate, I give my permission to do the things I love.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to have a new job.
Dear innate, I definitely give myself permission to get a new job and soon.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to be successful.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to be successful.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to make lots and lots of money.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to make lots and lots of money.
Dear innate, I release the past.
Dear innate, I release the past.
Dear innate, I release all that I have ever been.
Dear innate, I release all that I've ever been.
Dear innate, I am moving forward in my life.
Dear innate, I'm moving forward in my life.
Dear innate, I am creating my life anew.
Dear innate, I am creating my life anew.
Dear innate, I deserve more.
Dear innate, I definitely deserve more.
Dear innate, I am open to receiving more.
Dear innate, I'm open to receiving more.
Dear innate, I am open to loving myself.
Dear innate, I am open to loving myself.
Take a nice deep breath. And how does that feel?
It feels good. I'm optimistic. And I'm going to get a call tomorrow. I'm going to interview. And by January 4th or 5th, I'm going to have a new job.
Yes. Wonderful. Fabulous. And who knows, you may have a new man by then, too.
I think I will.
Well,
all right, have a good
yourself.
Night.
You too.
Thank
Thanks
you.
For calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, and our next caller is from area code 971. Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name is Veronica.
Hello, Veronica. What can we do for you today?
Hi, it's Veronica. Sorry, my earbuds stopped working.
I think I said Veronica.
Oh, okay. Then I didn't hear right. Sorry.
Okay. I am just calling. I have recently gone through a huge change. I just had an unexpected surgery, and the same days of my surgery, I actually got a promotion at work, but then I wasn't able to go to work because now I'm out for my surgery. And so, but I'm wondering with this promotion if it is the right direction for me.
Okay, Veronica, this is DC. The angels are giving you a thumbs up, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm getting hope, faith, inspiration, optimism. You've got to stay positive, hon, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting this, like, a lot of opportunities around you. So is this something that you really love? Because if not, there's going to be more opportunities. I'm getting, like, something that you really love. Make sure it's something that you really love.
It is not.
Okay, well, there are going to be many more opportunities coming then because I'm getting opportunities. I'm getting lots of them. So the angels are saying, sweetheart, dust off that resume. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And just read some, like, tips about, you know, when you want to change, you know, careers to make positive changes. Mm-hmm. And I'm getting mm-hmm. opportunities knocking on your door, so you better be ready. Okay?
Okay.
I'm even getting like maybe, I don't know if you think of like thinking even about part-time working from home, because that's one of the other options that I'm seeing, like working from
mm-hmm.
home
mm-hmm.
could bring a lot of money in as well. But you've got
I have actually been considering it.
Okay, so as long as it's something that you will love, the money's going to follow. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's key. Like, if you're going to be, you know, happy at something you're doing, and if it's from the home, that's great. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, let me just see what they're showing me. Yeah, I'm getting
a lot of...
And I
think it will fit better.
What was that? Sorry.
I said I think it will fit better be working from home.
Okay.
Just because my stepdad, I think he's in his final stages of cirrhosis, and
okay.
I want my mom to move with me, and so
okay.
being able to help her, I think it just fits better that I would have that opportunity to work from home.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that is one of the options that will be available to you. Okay? So just put
okay.
it out there to the universe and allow the angels to help you with that, of course. But we've got to do a little healing because you've got this crazy energy right now, honey. Veronica, it's like like it's as if you're holding the phone with one hand and you have your finger in the light socket with the other. You've got
mm-hmm.
this crazy energy. And we just want to help you to get rid of that, okay? Because we want to change it from crazy nervous to like excitement, nervous energy, and it, like and being excited. It's really close. I'd rather be excited than nervous. Okay.
Okay.
So
I definitely picked that up. Yes, I know.
It's like ooh, like oh my gosh, this energy. But you've got to focus on what you love, and the money will follow. And just affirm what I put out there returns. It's going to be returning like threefold for you. So all is well. You've just got to be open to those entrepreneurial possibilities. And I didn't say
mm-hmm.
possibilities, I said possibilities. There's going to be a lot of stuff out there for you. So don't be nervous, okay? All is well. Just be receptive and open-minded to the opportunities that are waiting to come your way. There's going to be some that are unexpected. And I'm getting there's going to be, like, some that are going to bring in, like, really, like, some good amount of money. Okay, you are going to have that material prosperity. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what I want to do now, I'm going to turn you over to Barbara for a little bit of healing. Okay? And I am getting, you've got to start setting boundaries. Does that make sense with you?
Yeah. I am really bad at setting boundaries. And that's part of the reason with this promotion.
And
they're moving me to a supervisor, to a team
okay.
that everybody kind of knocks heads, and then you've got one gal who is just very toxic. And
I was going to say, That's what I was just going to say. You're around a lot of toxic people, so working from home would be beneficial to get away from that energy. Okay, so I'm going to turn you over to Barbara for that little bit of healing, and you're going to feel so much better. Happy holidays.
All right, thank you, DC. You as well.
Thank you.
Okay, Veronica. We're going to use some of those wonderful dear innate statements, so just repeat after me.
Okay, ready.
Dear innate, I release the stress.
Dear innate, I release the stress.
Dear innate, I release the fear.
Dear innate, I release the fear.
Dear innate, I release the need to save other people.
Dear innate, I release the need to... that one's a difficult one.
No, but that's something you really need to let go of.
I'm literally getting hot flashes right now.
Just breathe through it and let it go. And say the words, dear innate, I release the need to save other people.
Dear innate, I release the need to save other people.
Dear innate, I release the need to prove my value by saving other people.
Will you say that one again? I'm sorry.
Okay. Dear innate, I release the need to prove my value by saving other people.
Dear innate, I release the need to prove myself to other people, to save other people.
Dear innate, I release the need to always have the answers.
Dear innate, I release the need to always have the answers.
Dear innate, I release the need to always be the good one.
Dear innate, I release the need to always be the good one.
Dear innate, I release the need to take on other people's burdens.
Dear innate, I release the need to take on other people's burdens.
Just take a nice, deep, deep breath. And they're showing me that this is a big part of you having your mother live with you. Because you're trying to save her.
Right.
Yeah. Dear innate, I am the most important person in my life.
Dear innate, I am the most important person in my life.
Dear innate, no one comes before me.
Dear innate, no one comes before me.
Dear innate, I do what is right for myself first.
Dear innate, I do for myself first.
Just take another nice deep breath. Dear innate, I give up being a doormat.
Dear innate, I give up being a doormat.
Dear innate, I recognize what is important to me.
Dear innate, I recognize what is important to me.
Dear innate, I work to be the best me that I can be.
Erinne, I work to be the best me that I can be.
Dear Innate, I am no longer a pushover.
Erinne, I am no longer a pushover.
Dear Innate, I do not take on other people's energy.
Erinne, I do not take on other people's energy.
Dear Innate, I release all of the energies that are not mine.
Erinne, I release all the energies that are not mine.
Take a nice deep breath. Dear Innate, I am equal to all others.
Erinne, I am equal to all others.
Dear Innate, no one has power over me.
Erinne, no one has power over me.
Dear Innate, I am only responsible for myself.
Erinne, I am only responsible for myself.
Dear Innate, I am creating the best life for me.
Erinne, I'm creating the best life for me.
And take a nice deep breath. So your guidance wants you to make a list of what it is you desire in your own life. Make sure it is stuff that you desire. I'm not talking about stuff that you want. That's a completely different energy. I'm talking about
mm-hmm.
what you desire. And then once you make that list, allow yourself to receive what you desire. You don't have to chase it. You don't have to go looking for it. It's going to come to you. And then you have to receive it.
Okay.
Okay. And they're saying that's extremely important. Because you're one of those people who is always giving and 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 giving. Boy, you're really good at giving. And they're saying it's time for you to start learning to receive, to open up to receiving. Dear Innate, I am open to receiving.
Erinne, I am open to receiving.
Dear Innate, it is okay for me to receive.
Erinne, it is okay for me to receive.
Dear Innate, I deserve to receive.
Erinne, I deserve to receive.
Dear Innate, I allow myself to receive.
Erinne, I Erinne, I allow myself to receive.
Okay, take a nice deep breath. Right, you're making a huge change in your life right now, but it's okay because you can do this. They're saying you can do this, so you've got the strength, you've got the power, you've got everything you need to do this. So let it happen. Allow your life to change. Allow yourself to be important in your own life. And treat your mother as an equal. Okay, I'm supposed to say that one three times. Treat your mother as an equal. Treat your mother as an equal. It's not your job to take care of her. You can be there for her, but let her do what she needs to do for herself. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Well, you're going to have fun.
Jeez. That was a lot. Thank you.
You are welcome. Call back if you need some more clearing, if it's not clear or whatever. You know, we're here for you, okay?
All right. Thank you so much to the both of you.
You're welcome, Veronica. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, Veronica.
Okay, bye.
God bless.
Thank you.
Okay, we are going to our next caller, area code 951. Let's see if this is our Nathaniel.
Hello, it is Nathaniel. Hi.
Hello, Nathaniel. How are you, dear?
I'm doing great.
So what's on your mind today?
Oh, I just thought I'd click in and see what you guys thought of. Are you getting any messages?
Well, Nathaniel, I'm getting, the first thing I'm getting, hon, is just breathe. Things are, you know, things are okay. Say thank you to the universe.
Uh-huh.
Say thank
you. Uh-huh.
All is well,
thank
Nathaniel.
You, yeah.
Okay. Are you able to get out and enjoy a little bit of, you know, Mother Nature, even if it's for a couple of minutes, just to connect?
Yeah, I got out today a little bit.
Okay, good, because that's really important.
Yeah.
And angels are with you, and they're listening, and they're saying, Nathaniel, don't be afraid to talk to us. We're here to listen.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And they're going to help you, you know. I'm still getting there's some kind of underlying fear with you, Nathaniel, and they're saying, Nathaniel,
yeah,
you don't need the approval of others, hon, okay?
This is.
And they want to help you speak your truth as well.
Uh-huh.
When you speak your truth, it's an act of love for yourself and then as well for others, okay? So the angels are with you. They're going to help you to, you know, to work through this. And when you do, it's going to help to empower you and you honor yourself as well, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you know, all these angels are with you, Nathaniel, and they're saying, beloved Nathaniel, we are here. We understand what you're going through. And they're saying that just be prepared because something unexpected, something beautiful, a blessing may actually be coming your way, okay? But you've got to let go of the fear, Nathaniel. You've got to let go of the anxiety, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Allow them to provide you with emotional, spiritual, and then material support. Okay? So the big message I have right now, Nathaniel, is stop worrying. Stop.
Okay. All right.
Okay? And you could say, dear universe, thank you, you know, with all my heart for everything in my life. Thank you. And I'm going to turn you over to Barbara because now's the fun part. Get a little bit
okay.
of healing, okay?
Thanks.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Nathaniel, here we go. Dear Renate, I release the fear.
Dear Renate, I release the fear.
Dear Renate, even though I don't know how, I release the anxiety.
Dear Renate, even though I don't know how, I release the anxiety.
Dear Renate, even though it may not work, I let it all go.
Dear Renate, even though I don't know how it works, I let it all go.
Dear Renate, I release the need to put others first.
Dear Renate, I release the need to put others first.
Dear Renate, it is safe for me to love me.
Dear Renate, it is safe to me to, what was that?
Love me.
Love me.
Dear Renate, I release the need to know what's going to happen.
Dear Renate, I release the need to know what's going to happen.
Dear Renate, I open myself to trust.
Dear Renate, I open myself to trust.
Dear Renate, I allow myself to be safe.
Dear Renate, I allow myself to be safe.
Dear Renate, I allow myself to have what I need.
Dear Renate, I allow myself to have what I need.
Dear Renate, I let go.
Dear Renate, I let go.
Dear Renate, I let go.
Dear Renate, I let go now.
Okay, how does that feel?
Better, less anxiety than this I've been having today. Thinking about
movies. What is it that you keep focusing anxiety on? What is it that you're
I'm worried about my health. And, you know, I'm kind of worried about my health and the chemo and what should I do and looking for maybe another job and, you know, maybe another place to live. But I'm just a little unsure. I went
you
over and had to
let all of that go.
Yeah.
And just let it all go. You don't need to worry about any of that. Because everything is coming to you. And it's coming to you in the right time, in the right way. And you don't need to worry about any of it.
Yeah. That's all their job.
Exactly. So let them do their job and stop worrying.
Okay. Thanks for all the advice and help and the urinate statements and the guidance. I really need it. Thanks a lot.
You are so welcome. Yeah,
okay.
They say focus on the music in you and let that be what's important, okay?
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, we are moving to the caller from area code 860. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Barbara in D.C. It's Lisa. How are you?
Great. How about you?
Hi, beautiful. Hi. I'm glad you guys are there tonight because I don't know what's going on.
Okay.
I'm having anxiety suddenly so bad that I feel like, you know, you step off a curb and you almost get hit by a car and your whole body just shakes. Like your stomach goes and your body shakes. That's what's all of a sudden happening. And I'm like, oh, thank God they're there tonight. And Gizmo knows you're here because she's going to bark.
Yes, I heard that beautiful bark. It was a very strong bark. Very nice, Gizmo. I love it.
Yes, me too.
Well, the two of you are protected and so loved, okay? The God and the angels are surrounding the both of you right now, Lisa. And they're here to help, to support, to heal. And you've got to start surrendering everything that you're holding on to. You've got to release it, hon, okay? It doesn't serve you to hold on to all that stuff. You've got to let go and you've got to let God, hon.
Working on it.
Okay. Because I'm getting you just so pleased. You've got to let go. This is a beautiful, a new chapter of your life. The angels have Lisa's book of life, and I'm looking, there's nothing there, and I'm saying, well, why isn't there anything there? Because it's up to you. You've got to decide what you want, you know, to put in this next chapter of your life. And you may not know exactly what that would be right now, but give it a couple weeks or so, and you will. You're going to feel, wow, DC, you're right. I have some clarity now. I do have the direction that I didn't have before. I have my purpose. It's going to be new. It's going to be magical. It's going to be exciting. And you're going to be exploring all this new stuff, Lisa. It's going to be wonderful. Okay?
Okay.
So, you know what? We know that life is forever changing. That's something that we can't change, okay? And when life is changing as well, you are forever evolving. And you are this beautiful being of light and love, Lisa. You have this amazing spirit. And you've got to enjoy the journey and welcome all the blessings that you know, that are coming your way, hon, okay?
Okay.
And, you know, you just allow the universe to gift you everything that you truly deserve, okay? And I'm saying that, I'm seeing, you know, family members, issues that you're holding on to, okay? What I'm getting right now, you know, it's just, you know, allow the universe to guide you. It's sort of like you have so much going on in your head right now that you can't, like, you can't get the signals. You know, you can't really hear it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So take, just, like, breathe, okay? Ask spirit when you're going to sleep to come and connect with you in your dreams, Lisa. This is going to be a better time for you to connect, to get the insight that you're looking for, and to retain it when you awaken, okay?
Okay.
And, you know, when you get it while you're sleeping, it's gonna be really good information, and sometimes ego blocks things, doesn't want us to hear things, okay? So you deserve to be happy and allow all the good to come your way, hon, okay? I feel right now like that I see like this beautiful woman and she's in the midst of a turmoil, a tornado, something like that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you really need to have, you need to have peace and contentment with your circumstances.
That would be nice.
Well, you Lisa, you know, you can't have it, okay? And I'm seeing, again, like I had, you know, previously written to you, I do see relationships getting, you know, better, okay? So you've got to allow for that too. There's so much, you know, there's so much coming your way, and it's wonderful, okay? And just say thank you and, you know, allow the universe to gift you all the good that, you, like I said, you truly do deserve, hon, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And allow God to come in and, you know, to bring that healing to yourself, to your family, you know, for everyone that you're concerned about, okay?
Okay?
And then, Lisa, you have to let your light shine through, you know, and let it shine through your loved ones, your home, and clear away, like, any of that negativity that you've been holding on to. And let that light shine, and, you know, and then feel that you are safe, you are protected, okay?
Okay.
You deserve that. Once more, Lisa, you really do. You deserve to have that beautiful life, hon. Okay, so you've got to just allow. You're holding on to so much that doesn't serve you that there's no room for anything else.
Nobody's doing something bad and sending something bad at me that I'm feeling this all of a sudden, like, I'm
being hit by. No, there's nothing. You know what? There's nothing bad. You have so many angels. You have a divine team, and You've got to realize that, hon, because that's what the angels were showing me, that you feel like, and that's not true, okay? You've got to let go of that. Don't resonate with any of that, okay?
Okay.
And just if you know that you're protected and you are, you're going to start to feel it, okay? Mother Mary is, you know, with you continually as well. I don't know if you hear her guidance.
I don't hear anything right now. I'm so spinning so fast.
I said, please, like when you're sleeping, allow them to come in right before you go to sleep with the intention there, okay?
Okay.
And you've got to, you know, treat yourself the way you treat others, Lisa, with such love and compassion, okay? It starts with you. You've got to speak kind words to yourself.
Okay.
And that's, you know, that's a great start. Okay, and, you know, all the stuff that you're holding on to, all the fear, like with the situations, you've got to place them in the golden box that's at your feet. The angels have placed this beautiful golden box, and you've got to surrender everything right now. And you've got to surrender the need to control everything in order to make room for God's healing, okay?
Okay.
You see, It's time right now to allow heaven to come in to assist you, okay?
I need
you've got to be willing to trust. You've got to be willing to release.
Okay.
And it's going to take a lot more faith on your part than you've had, okay?
Okay.
You've tried to do everything by yourself, Lisa, single-handedly, and we want to, you know, lift the burden and let, like, the angels come in and take all of that to heaven and let, you know, Jesus and Mother Mary and the whole divine team that you have come in and help you, okay? And help
okay.
you with all the disappointment that you've had from others, Lisa, okay?
Okay.
And surrender the need to write out how it's going to happen, okay? We don't have the ability at this point to see things from that heavenly vantage point that Mother Mary, the angels, Jesus, God, that they all could see. So from my perspective, I put my stuff in the box too and just allow the divine to be in charge, Lisa. Okay?
Okay.
And then you're going to see how things fall into place and you're going to get back on that path and you're going to follow that passion that you have. Okay.
I can't find my passion anymore.
Well, you're going to connect with your dreams, your goals, your hopes. It starts
okay.
with you smiling, you know, finding some joy every day.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm getting maybe you'll read a little bit and, you know, you'll say, this interests me. Okay. It's giving me a little clarity about what I want to do. And you, of course, you have to know by now that you're an earth angel, Lisa. Okay, and that you have a special connection with animals, we know that, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and, you know, just breathe and allow things to happen, you know, stay in the present. And I'm getting, you're going to see that when you start allowing and everything, your spiritual gifts are going to come in stronger and stronger. Lisa, you're really intuitive, more intuitive than you realize, okay? It starts with you paying attention to your thoughts, your feelings, your dreams, your intuition. You've got a lot of beautiful spiritual gifts, and you're a healer. My hands are on fire right now when I'm saying this. I'm literally burning. There's nothing to be afraid of with these beautiful gifts that you have.
Okay.
I've had some negative experiences. You've been judged. You've been treated bad by others. Okay. But this is a time for you to heal, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is a time to heal, allow heaven to come in and to help you, allow your beautiful spiritual gifts to fully open, and, you know, you're going to feel so much better and life is going to be beautiful, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I want to turn you over now to Barbara, and we're going to start to get you back on track there. How does that sound?
That sounds wonderful. God bless you, DC.
God bless you, hon.
Barbara, are both archangels, both of you.
Thank you, hon. Barbara?
Okay, Lisa, here we go.
Hi, Barbara.
Dear Nate, even though I don't know what's causing it, I release the anxiety.
Dear Nate, even though I don't know what's causing it, I release the anxiety.
Dear Nate, even though I don't know if I should, I release the anxiety.
Dear Nate, even though I don't know if I should, I release the anxiety.
Dear Nate, even though it may cause problems, I release the anxiety.
Dear Nate, even though it may cause problems, I release the anxiety.
Dear Nate, even though my life is changing, I release the anxiety.
Dear Nate, even though my life is changing, I release the anxiety.
Dear Nate, even though I don't know who I'm becoming, I release the anxiety.
Dear Nate, even though I don't know who I'm becoming, I release the anxiety.
Dear Nate, even though I'm not sure I want to do this, I release the anxiety.
Dear Nate, even though I'm not sure I want to do this, I release the anxiety.
Dear Nate, even though bad things have happened in the past, I release the anxiety.
Dear Renee, even though bad things have happened in the past, I release the anxiety.
Dear Renee, no matter what this anxiety is from, I let it go.
Dear Renee, even though I don't know where this anxiety is from, I let it go.
Deep breath.
Thank you so much. That feels much better.
Well, part of this was because you've been doing work and making changes to yourself for the last several weeks, and you just reached a point where that old way of being doesn't fit. So you can't be comfortable with it. And if you can't be comfortable with it, then you're like, oh my gosh, what am I supposed to do now? So it's because you're letting go of all of that old energy and moving into this new energy. That's where your anxiety was coming from.
Well, that's good anxiety. That feels much better to know that. Thank you.
Yeah. It's because your life is getting better.
Thank you. That anxiety felt so bad. I'm so glad that I remembered to call you tonight. Thank you so much for being there, ladies. Thank you so much.
You are welcome.
It's been interesting.
Time till Wednesday's class, believe me.
You'll feel so much better with Barbara. And you know what? Ginger's coming in, and she's showing me a lone wolf, and she's calling you the lone wolf.
You know what my last name is, right?
I do, and that's what I'm saying, you know?
Really,
she's calling you the lone wolf, and she's saying, Lisa, it's not easy going it alone, but if you keep going, stay true to yourself, it will be worth it in the end. This walk is hard, but the hardest walk leads to the greatest destinations. The toughest climates always lead to the best views. It will be worth it in the end. You have qualities only few can admire, because most don't possess. So don't give in and don't give up. Don't settle. You are the lone wolf. You have an amazing journey ahead of you, and it is a harder one, you know, than a lot of others, but it is going to be worth it, and you're here to do some amazing things.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, and that's why I was laughing, because I said to Ginger, do you know what her last name is? She said, yeah, that's why I'm saying this, you know, and it has so much meaning. That is so crazy. It's so cool. Love
okay.
it.
Okay. Thank you. That was just a little giggle for the last name, that's all.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of, because I'm saying, oh my goodness. And it's just so funny. Because she was saying your name today. I'm like, what? So she knew you were calling in, even though I didn't know it, she knew it. So that's kind of cool.
Didn't know either.
Well, Ginger knew.
Ginger
she must
did.
Have been talking to Giz. She must have been talking to Gizmo, and Gizmo must have said, yep, she'll be there. I'll make sure of it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So
there you go. You're never alone, hon. You are never, never alone.
Thank you so much.
And Ginger's to watching over you, hon. She's making sure that you're okay. God bless you.
Thank you so much.
And I love all of Gizmo's beautiful clothes. My goodness.
Gizmo
really adorable.
You would just all laugh if you saw the closet full of dresses because I sew for her. And I can't help myself.
Yeah.
I see a pretty piece of fabric, and she's got a new dress.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, they're absolutely beautiful. One is more beautiful than the other.
Thank you so much.
And like I said, little Jackson, he mentions you quite often. You know, he'll be cuddling with his Lisa blanket, you know, so.
Oh, darling.
Yeah, he mentions his Lisa blanket. He is so funny.
It's adorable.
I mean, there's
thing.
Tons of blankets. And that's what he reaches for, the Lisa blanket, you know? So, because it's special. He feels the energy, Lisa. So thank you so much for all you do for so many. God bless you.
Thank you so much. You're so kind. Thank you. And look who's talking. You two do so much for all of us all the time. God bless you both. I don't think you're thanked ever enough.
Aw, thank you, hon.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
All right, go do something fun now.
Yeah, you've got to do something nice for you, and you've got to look in that mirror and tell yourself you love you, okay, Lisa? You have to say I love you and really mean it. Look and see the beautiful, beautiful reflection that the divine sees, Lisa. You're amazing. God bless you, honey.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Okay. You too have a wonderful week, Barbara Grace. I'll see you in class on Wednesday.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Take care now.
Thank you.
All right, God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
God bless.
Okay, now we are going to the caller from 6142. Hi, who's this?
Oh, hi, this is Jessica calling from Australia. How are you?
Hello, Jessica.
Oh, hi, Jessica.
Thank you for picking up my call. So glad I'm here to see you guys now.
So what can we do for you today?
Oh, I thought I'd just call in to hear if there's any message for me, any guidance. But, yeah, some updates from the last call. DC, I think last time you said something about a banana peel and, yeah, just be careful. And funny enough, I got my purse stolen, you know. You said it was in a week or two, and in that period I had it stolen. But
wow.
I feel like I'm blessed. Yeah, I feel like I'm blessed by the angels or the guys because somebody found it and gave me a call because I had a business card in my purse, luckily, and they gave me back the wallet. Obviously, I lost the cash and the credit cards and stuff, but... But that's fine. It's, you know, it's the license and everything else in the wallet is still there, which is a blessing. So I just feel like, wow, it's like even though something that happened looks like it's not a blessing, but it's a blessing in disguise in a way. I just feel lucky in that incident rather than unlucky.
Oh, I'll share that with you. You know what, and Jessica, while you were saying that, I was actually hearing the serenity prayer. God grant me the serenity to accept that I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
Wow, that's profound.
And it's just allowing yourself to surrender things that you can't change, and it empowers you to focus your energy and taking positive steps towards your future. Okay? So that's really, really beautiful. And I'm getting, you know, with your beautiful spiritual journey that you're on, you're going to be ready to take this beautiful spiritual leap. Okay? So this is amazing. And just make sure that you're connecting with genuine people. Okay, so the angels are cautioning you, like in that regard. Okay, are you keeping a gratitude journal, hon?
Yes, I am.
I'm doing it almost
every day. Yeah,
great. And just stay in the present moment. And what I'm getting to is, you've got to just, you know, be gentle and with yourself and acknowledge you've got a lot of deep sensitivities, okay? So if someone around you or some kind of situation feels harsh, you know, then you should just try to, you know, remove yourself from it because you do, you know, have these amazing sensitivities. And Jessica, trust whatever you're feeling, okay? Because your feelings are, you know, they're right on target and they're going to guide you, okay? And I'm getting the word boundaries for you. Are you setting boundaries?
Yeah, that's something I need to learn. So how do I go about it?
Okay, well, the angels, you know, ask the angels to come in and they'll help you to be nice, to be assertive, to speak your truth with others, and, you know, and to set those boundaries that are so, so important. Okay?
Okay.
That word was, like, written really, really, you know, large in the sky there. Okay? And what I'm getting, too, is you've got to open up a little bit and feel. You think a lot. You analyze a lot. But it's time to feel a little bit more, okay?
Yeah, that's right. Lately, I do have a lot of stuff on my head, and usually I meditate quite quickly. I get into the state, but it was yesterday or the day before, and I tried to meditate, and I couldn't. It's like all this thought coming, I'm like, oh, my God, like, it's like, how can this happen? You know, I've been meditating so long now, I can't even meditate. So,
okay, and it's sort of you're almost like you've got your defenses up, okay? And you've got to drop the defenses and just be you, hon. While I was saying that, I heard the word mother-in-law. Is there something with a mother-in-law, your mother-in-law?
Yes. That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, we spoke about this on the magical Monday night. And
uh-huh.
I still need to write a letter to her.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Okay, because I just heard, like I said again, mother-in-law. So if you, you know, if you've written that letter, you know, good. If you haven't, like, you know, because I'm still getting, like, there's a lot of confusion around things for you. You're a very beautiful, kind person, but there's a lot of confusion, okay?
There is.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah. So because, you know, I've been told or taught one way, and then I'm feeling the other way, and I'm like, what is right? Like, I'm confused. So
yeah,
there is a lot of confusion, actually. A lot of people say one thing and the other one say the other thing, and I'm feeling, you know, one thing, and I'm like, what is the truth?
The ability, hon, Jessica, you have the ability to know what is true, okay? And use your body and just pay attention to whatever signals your body is giving you. And that'll tell you, okay, you know, this person is truthful, you know, or this situation doesn't feel right. And, you know, you could trust, like I said, you'll feel it in your gut area, and that will, you know, let you know, what is true and what is not true, okay? And just pray that your words, you know, like, your words come across the way they're supposed to, and this will help you to have, like, a healthier atmosphere in regard to communication with others, okay? Okay, they're showing me. Hold on for one moment here. Okay, and I'm getting just, you know, like, just try to stay in the here, try to stay in the now. Don't think about, you know, the past. Don't go too far forward into the future, because you're going to miss out on some beautiful, you know, times, you know. So try to find joy no matter what is going on in your life. There's always going to be something that you could find in the moment that'll bring you joy, hon, okay? There's going to be blessings. So try to stay in the present moment is what I'm getting, okay? And I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, because I'm getting you need to heal your heart a little bit, okay? You need to focus a little bit more as well, is what the angels are showing me, okay? And this, I'm getting the healing is going to provide, like, a little bit more calming energy for you. It's going to help with communication. You need to be able to connect, you know, a little bit more clearly with your divine team and listen to your intuition, okay? So are you up for a little bit of healing, Jessica?
Yes, please. In time.
Okay. Thank you. Barbara?
All right, Jessica. Here we go. Dear Innate, I release the energies that are not mine.
Dear Innate, I release the energies that are not mine.
Dear Innate, I release the need to take on other people's energies.
Dear Innate, I release the need to take on other people's energy.
Dear Innate, I choose to honor and respect myself.
Dear Innate, I choose to honor and respect myself.
Dear Nate, I choose to see what is important to me.
Dear Nate, I choose to see what is important to me.
Dear Nate, I do not let people run my life.
Dear Nate, I do not let people run my life.
Dear Nate, no one else controls me.
Dear Nate, no one else controls me.
Dear Nate, no one else's needs are more important than mine.
Dear Nate, no one else's needs are more important than mine.
Dear Nate, I recognize my value.
Dear Nate, I recognize my value.
Dear Nate, I take time out for myself.
Dear Nate, I take time out for myself.
Dear Nate, I love and accept myself.
Dear Nate, I love and accept myself.
Dear Nate, I forgive myself for everything I've ever done wrong.
Dear Nate, I forgive myself for everything that I've ever done wrong.
Dear Nate, I release any need to punish myself.
Dear Nate, I release any need to punish myself.
Dear Nate, I release all blame and shame and guilt.
Dear Nate, I release all shame and blame and guilt.
Dear Nate, I am good enough to live.
Dear Nate, I am good enough to live.
Dear Nate, I am good enough to be loved by God.
Dear Nate, I am good enough to be loved by God.
Dear Nate, I deserve to be loved.
Dear Nate, I deserve to be loved.
Dear Nate, I accept love.
Dear Nate, I accept love.
Take a nice deep breath. Oh, that was some big stuff for you. How do you feel?
Wow, you got right into it. It's the wound that I've been, you know, covering up and protecting, and that's the reason why I put defenses up, because yeah, I feel like I felt that I wasn't good enough for love, and people control my life, and I put other people's needs on top. And usually I got really angry after that. So, you know, like, I, for example, I like to do A, and my husband wants to do B, and I'm like, oh, all right, I'll do B, because, you know, I'm a kind, loving, caring person. So that then after we did what he wanted to do, then I got really upset and angry with myself, because I wasn't happy, because I put him first. I put him become the priority, And then, but my inner self is not happy in here. And then that happened. It's like a pattern in my life. And now I kind of really realize that and have an awareness that it's actually happening. And when you said that, you know, to put yourself first and release the needs of other people, it's really hit me. It's like, yeah, I mean, why do I do that? And then you're going into that, you know, I deserve love and I'm good enough. So it's like I don't feel like I'm good enough, so I had to please everyone else to make them love me because I'm not, you know, lovable just being me. So it's like going, you know, further and further into the real emotion behind all that. And thank you so much, Barbara. You always give me all these things that really touch my heart.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay, there's one more thing they want you to say. Dear Innate, I am loving and caring to myself first.
Dear Innate, I am loving and caring to myself first.
Okay. And that should make it easier for you to set boundaries because you are going to be setting them based on what's important to you. Because you really are important. You really are.
Wow. Thank you. Yes, I was confused how to set boundary. I'm like, how do I do when to be loving and when to set boundary? Because for me, it's like set boundaries that are not very kind to other people. You like learn how to say no, but by doing that, you're actually loving yourself, isn't it?
Exactly. Setting boundaries is very loving. Yeah. So there's nothing wrong with setting boundaries. Absolutely nothing.
Wow. Thank you so much for these healings and clarity and wisdom, ladies. Always
you're
so
welcome.
So wonderful to connect with you both.
Well, we're glad to give us a call every now and then. It's always nice to talk to you, and we love seeing how your life is moving along and opening up and changing and becoming a life that you are actually worthy of, because you're worth a whole lot more than you know. Okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you. I love to connect. And have a great Christmas and a wonderful New Year. But I'll speak to you too before that.
Okay, you too.
God bless, Jess.
Thank you.
We're here for you.
Thank you, DC. Thanks, Barbara. See ya.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Bye bye. All right, DC, we have come to the end of another show. Good job.
Yes, yes. What a beautiful show, Barbara. Thank you so much for your time, of course. And we will, well, the two of us will get back together again on Tuesday morning. So that'll be fun, of course.
Yes.
I always look forward to getting together and helping others with you, Barbara.
Me too.
And I just want to make sure that everyone knows that we are here, and, you know, the holidays can be a little bit more stressful, so reach out to us. We're here to help.
Yes, definitely.
Yes. Have a blessed night, everyone. Love you, Barbara. Love you.
Love
and take
you
care
too.
Now.
Bye
now.
Too. Good night, everyone. Good night, everyone.